that why is it that the Holy Quran didn't mention things explicitly?
Yeah.
When we see over here that the Holy Allah is saying to the Holy Prophet, that thing that I told you, you know, if you want to make it, it's like, you know, the thing I whispered in your ear, you're going to tell the people that thing. If Allah in this verse itself isn't going to mention it clearly, in the whole Quran to have the name of Imam Ali and all the Imams explicitly, not only is it against the way of the Holy Quran, let's say for example, okay, it's supposed to be there. Let's put aside our previous arguments. If it was in the Holy Quran, it would have created such disunity and issues and conflict and chaos.
Yeah, in the Quran community. Itself then would have been put under question.
The Quran itself, people would have said that this, we don't accept this prophet that's brought this verse, we don't accept this prophet. We can't accept this Quran. The Quran didn't mention this. The same Holy Prophet, you say, nah, the people would never go against the Holy Prophet. The same Holy Prophet, when he asked the people, that's mentioned in the Sunni books very clearly, for a piece of pen and paper to write down an instruction that would guide them and that they would have no issues afterwards, the people said, nah.
They said no. In fact, you've gone very far down in history, into the end of the life. We find many people, the distribution of a wealth, of spoils of war, for example, people would always question and disagree with the Prophet. It wasn't like a new thing that the people stopped listening to the Prophet only for this matter. No, they already had disagreements with the Prophet. They weren't too happy with what the Prophet was telling them in the first place. And now this is like the cream, the cherry on top of the cake, basically. Exactly. That, you know, he's giving us an instruction which is going against everything.
We're not ready to take this. And they weren't ready to take it. That's why this is one of the reasons why the Holy Quran doesn't mention explicitly. One of the reasons is that if it was brought in the Holy Quran, the people really wouldn't have listened to the Holy Quran. And there's even a chance that the Holy Quran would be distorted.
Yeah. So when Allah says, "Inna lahu lahafizun," is that correct? That we protect the Quran. It's not by putting a chain around the Quran and stopping people from you know, destroying it. It means we're going to use a method to protect the Quran. What's that method? Well, we can say that maybe one of them is that Allah chose very specifically how He put His message forward, that the Quran stays intact. People don't feel like going to tamper with the Quran. Exactly.
But when we lean on the previous arguments that we put in the first part, that the method of the Holy Quran isn't to go into details. When you look at this as a whole picture, then it's not a matter of taqiyya. The Holy Quran is enough explicit or
this clear. This is its way of giving us the important points.
And in this verse, yes, the Holy Quran could have said, Ya Rasul, بلغ الإمامة or بلغ الخلافة من بعدك. But this much, that wouldn't have made a difference as such. This is one that we can say that no, the people really would have had an uproar towards this. And they did. As you mentioned, there's other examples. The people that came and said, no, this one we can't take. The same people that came and did bay'ah to Imam Ali, only a few months later, they left Imam Ali, right? The Hijjah and Safar. They left Imam Ali.
And to be fair, as you said, the succession of the Prophet after having started such a huge movement, to leave it at the hands of anybody is not a rational thing. I mean, Abu Bakr understood it wasn't rational. He gave it to Omar. Omar also found that it's not a great idea to just leave it open for anybody to decide. So he had his own system. Yeah. Then everybody realized that this is an important thing. We need to be careful how we protect the leadership of this movement. Mm-hmm. But there's no sign. Can we claim that then there is no sign of this protection of the Prophet having thought of that, or Allah having thought of this leadership being protected? No, that's completely irrational. Allah would also have given us at least an indication to go. And we have a clear indication.
Interesting clear indication as well. You're creating these extra points. I don't know. I don't have this written down over here. جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. When you see أَئِمَّة in the Quran, Allah, every time, the stats are all here. There's 11 times Imam in the Quran. Most of them come with جَعَلْنَا, appointed. Imams are not to be chosen on their own. Even if you look at the story of Dawood and Talut and Jalut, the commander is appointed from Allah.
Yeah. So when
it's Allah to, lakum.
Yeah. So when Allah talks about Imama from his perspective, it's always appointed. It's there's appointed. Also Aimatul Kufr, but that's not like...
No, that's exactly. Those are the verses that don't have Jal.
Yeah.
Allah didn't appoint those people. Kufr, they made their own rulership. Mm-hmm. One other point that I want to put across over here, that's really important to have in light of all of these verses. You know, some people say, let's go back to the time of the Prophet and be an Arab at that time. How would you understand this verse? This is also important to keep in mind. The Holy Prophet really honestly mentioned Khilafah so many times. Just put aside our Shia books for now. In the Hadith section, put aside our Shia books. The amount of times that Imam Ali put across the matter of Khilafah, the Holy Prophet, put across the matter of Khilafah of Imam Ali, Wasi, Khalifati, Kamathili Harun, so many times that the people knew it so obviously that I'd like to claim that when they read this verse, it's not even like me and you sitting here saying, is it this? It was quite clear at that time. So if you want to take it back to that time, let's also take it back to that time where the understanding was that the Prophet continued.
Imam Ali, the least we could say is that the Prophet had special attention towards Imam Ali. Or he would choose him for very important crucial.
I'm not going to take that.
You're not going to take that?
No, way more than that. If you want, inshallah, if you don't have a person that's going through Sunni Hadith, we can go through it and show that no Khalifa. I found a quote today from their books. Imam, not one, two, mutawatir hadith. Now this can be discussed in its own time, but not only special attention, although that in itself is a good point. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that that's wrong, but it's much more than that. Khalifa, Imam, Wasi, have been mentioned so much.